Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised. On August 3, 1999, Typhoon Olga wreaked havoc all over Southeast Asia and the Korean Peninsula. More than 160 lives were taken by the deadly typhoon in North and South Korea. According to reports, the typhoon brought one of the heaviest rains recorded in the Korean Peninsula that cost $657 million in damages. In the Philippines, the devastating storm caused one of the most catastrophic landslides in the country, particularly the tragic Cherry Hills Subdivision landslide in Antipolo City, Rizal, destroying 300 homes, taking out 60 lives, and displacing thousands of people.
You are listening to the PH Murder Stories podcast, and this is the 14th episode of Season 3. If you are a solid listener of PH Murder Stories, you may consider supporting our show by subscribing as a suspect or prime suspect at www.patreon.com/phmurderstories. or by giving us a 5-star rating on Spotify.
Magandang gabi, bayan. 12 ang nalibing ng buhay sa biglang pagguho ng lupa kagabi sa may Cherry Hills Subdivision. Ang naturang trahedya ay naganap habang patuloy ang paggupit ng malalakas na pag-ulan sa buong Metro Manila at Rizal. At sa isang iglap, 50 tahanan ang nawasak sa landslide at mahigit 50 katao ang pinangangambahang nabaumpa sa loob ng kani-kanilang mga tahanan. Nagtungo ba aga pa lamang aming kasamang si Erwin Tulfo sa lugar ng trahedya kagabi at narito ang kanyang report. At nasa Cherry Hills Subdivision pa rin ngayon ang aming ginamang kasamang si Gasabel Gas, kung saan patuloy na nagtutulong-tulong ang mga rescue team para mahukay pa ang mga pinaniniwalaang nalibing ng buhay sa naturang pagho. Gas, kamusta na dyan?
Kabayan, na patuloy ang search and rescue operation sa kabila naman ng pagsama at pagkulimlim ng panahon. Katunayan niya, manakanaka pa bugso-bugso ngayon ng ulan. At ang hirap ng rescue teams ay pinalalapa ng walang kuryente dito sa naturang lugar. Pero maraming government agencies ang nagpadala ng mga rescuers. Alauna 30 na recover ang labi ni Mario Bolaños, 34 years old, isang seaman. At ang labi naman ni Leonila Flores, 31, isang lady guard, ay alas 3 na ng hapon na recover. Ang ikatlo, si Elsa Flores, ay na-recover alas 5 ngayong hapon. Kabayan na na-recover ang mga biktima sa ilalim ng malalaking beam ng kanilang bahay sa Block 10, Lot 86D dito sa Cherry Hill Subdivision. Mahirap ang recovery dahil naipit ng beam ng kanilang tahanan ang mga biktima. Ito ay isang bahay pa lamang, kabayan, sapagkat marami ang inuulat na nawawala pa at ang mga ito ay pinangangambang na trap sa marami pang unit ng bahay na tila na crumple o nalukot na parang papel.
Cherry Hill Subdivision is located in Barangay San Luis, Antipolo, Rizal. It was home to hundreds of families that purchased low-cost concrete houses. Antipolo City is located on elevated terrain. It is famous among tourists that want to see the bright lights of Metro Manila from a scenic view. The province is also known for its pilgrimage sites and resorts.
As for the Cherry Hill subdivision, the tragic incident in 1999 killed 60 people and buried 378 houses. According to media reports at the time, local authorities had alerted the residents to vacate the area a few hours before the landslide happened, after cracks emerged in roads and walls. Unfortunately, it was too late for the victims. As residents gathered their belongings, the foundation of the houses at Cherry Hills did not hold up as the heavy rains were too much for the poorly built houses to sustain, which caused the houses to slide down the hill, crushing what was below its path.
The rescue teams tried their best to help save the people buried in the landslide. However, due to inadequate equipment to expedite their search, rescue teams were forced to utilize backhoes to remove concrete slabs and other debris to recover those buried. Consequently, it took several weeks for rescue teams to recover the victims of this unfortunate incident.
While the subdivision was being built way before the tragic incident, it was separated into two parts. It was situated along the purchase of the Sierra Madre Mountains. The eastern summit is at an elevation of 255 meters, while the western side is at 233 meters. The subdivision separated from the mountainside is about 26 meters at its deepest. According to initial investigations, the Cherry Hill subdivision was built with substandard materials, and its foundations were filled with water from Typhoon Olga's heavy rains, which caused the landslide that took most of the houses down. Tirso Santillan, the president of the Philippine-Japan Solidarity Corporation, is the developer and owner of the Cherry Hill subdivision.
In the aftermath of this catastrophic disaster, residents and developers pointed fingers at each other. Based on the point of view of the residents, the developers used mediocre materials for the low-cost housing project. On the other hand, the developers insisted that the residents who renovated their houses caused the fissures that emerged amid the heavy rains from Typhoon Olga. However, a crucial detail resurfaced, which favors the sentiments of the residents. 5 years before the landslide, hairline fissures on the walls and pavements were already observed. The developers failed to conduct the protocol for that instance and ignored the observations completely.
In September 2001, a local court ordered the arrest of three officials of the Philippine-Japan Solidarity Corporation, including company president Tirso Santillan, Hiroshi Ogawa, the general manager, and Elizar Rodriguez, the assistant general manager. All were charged with violating Presidential Decree 957, or the Subdivision and Condominium Buyers Protective Decree, but they immediately posted bail. In the same year, the Housing and Land Use Regulatory Board ordered the Philippine-Japan Solidarity Corporation to compensate the damages worth 89 million pesos and reimburse the previous payments made by the residents of Cherry Hill Subdivision. However, the company appealed the decision. The company instead blamed the heavy rains as the real culprit behind the tragic incident in 1999. According to the developers, the huge volume of water that flowed into the Cherry Hill subdivision caused enough pressure that caused the subdivision's collapse.
However, UP-based geologists debunked the claims of the developers. They argue that while heavy rains may have triggered the disaster, they claim that certain geological characteristics made the Cherry Hill subdivision vulnerable to landslides, which meant that heavy rains were not solely responsible for the catastrophic tragedy. The geologists also conducted a post-mortem examination, which stated that the rock bed under the Cherry Hill subdivision consisted of alternating porous and impervious rocks, and a significant amount of clays that are probably distinguished as the swelling type. Furthermore, the geologists concluded that the clays applied by the developers are prone to accidents because expandable clays, when drenched with water, are natural planes of slippage. In addition, the natural slope of the ground, its sparse nature, and pre-existing cracks in its rock bed made the land area very vulnerable. Regardless, if a geological survey had been conducted before the Cherry Hill subdivision was built, the tragic landslide could have been avoided.
Due to the low-cost nature of the houses built for the Cherry Hill subdivision, the cost of a geological survey could have made the prices of the houses steeper. At the time, the government did not require housing developers to conduct such surveys, which finally changed after the catastrophic event. A year after this catastrophic landslide, it led the Department of Environmental and Natural Resources to issue an administrative order requiring developers of housing projects and other infrastructure projects to administer an engineering, geological, and geohazard assessment of the area before obtaining an environmental clearance certificate. Indeed, the Cherry Hill subdivision landslide in 1999 was a case where catastrophe met mediocrity.
Listening to PH Murder Stories.
If you like this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You can also support our show on Patreon. Any amount you donate would benefit our team to keep doing what we love, which is to provide more true crime episodes for our listeners. Link in the description.
For further updates from our show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at PH Murder Stories.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.